Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Satan has been cast out of heaven. That should be good enough reason for us to be here today to celebrate that event. We have encountered the horses, the behemoth, the leviathan, and now the dragon. It might begin to sound a little bit too much like Hollywood fantasy, Walt Disney, all of these beasts, dragons, and the like. Michaelmas sets something of a mood for this end time, reflected in the latter weeks of the church's year. There's a warning here. These are fraught times for the church. Satan is ever so desperate in these latter times. Therefore, put on the whole armor of God that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Even the struggle between night and day, between light and darkness, seems to illustrate this. And of course, the victory seems in the latter, in the darkness, over the former. It doesn't take much living under our baptism to realize that we're living in this struggle, this reality. Let's give him his real name, Satan, the Hebrew for adversary. You and I have been swept up into this warfare since the day of our baptism. How dramatically Luther pointed it out when he said, "This day we have done this child little favor by making him an enemy of Satan." At the baptism of a child, we have made it an enemy of Satan. We have dragged this child, taken it out of the kingdom of Satan, and put it in the kingdom of Christ. And from that day forward, that makes him an enemy of Satan. And Satan now attacks him very clearly, very vigorously. You and I have been swept up into this warfare then. The warfare is not limited to heaven. It's right here in our backyard, even our home, our very lives. Here John seems to use the language of St. Paul. It's forensic, it's legal, it's courtroom language. But it's even earlier, it's Old Testament language. Satan, the adversary, a kind of public prosecutor. We hear that in Zechariah. "Then he showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to accuse him. And the Lord said to Satan, 'The Lord rebuke you, Satan, O Satan. The Lord who has chosen Jerusalem rebuke you. Is not this brand plucked from the fire?'" But before that, he was the devil, the deceiver, both the instigator and the punisher of sin, both. He would make a sin, then he would come and tattle on us. He would accuse us of that sin. It's because of God's justice that the accuser cannot be dismissed so easily. As long as there are sinners, I guess he has his place in God's whole armor of things. Michaelmas instructs us at this end time. It's a warning to the church, as it's a warning. "But woe to the earth and the sea, because the devil has gone down to you. He is filled with fury, because he knows that his time is short." The church is placed in the midst of this conflict. That's why it's called the church militant at this time. Just because it is the place where God's grace is at work on earth, for that very reason it is threatened constantly by attacks from without and temptations from within. The grace of God seems to have a big bullseye on it. It's as if it's got to be attacked. Let that be a warning to you, or the words of Peter when he says at a great baptismal sermon, "Be self-controlled, sober, and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour, and that someone is you and me." Yes, be warned. This is not child fantasy or television drama in your life. The cosmological scope of all this may cause us to, well, look at it that way. Let not the strange imagery of the apocalypse throw us. The realm of beasts, of dragons, of angels and archangels. The adversary is real. Perhaps that is why we have become so out of touch with our liturgy, because it is filled with the idioms and songs of the apocalypse. You see, the liturgy is the place where the earth and heaven meet, and that is so strange to us. But it's the place of our home, and it should be a place that we become familiar with, the language, the imagery, and everything. One who is, and who was, and who is to come, that's what it's about. But why is Satan getting all this attention today? No, God has his angels as well, and they have conquered the hosts of the dragons. Even that defeat is forensic, it's conquer. The word used by St. Paul is precisely that way. And this is important. How was this dragon, this devil, conquered? They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, our text ends. By the blood of the Lamb. The victory then is not ours. It's not even Michael's. It's Christ's victory. Michael's the instrument, the measure, the messenger, the angel of victory. It is the cross of Christ which has rendered all the accusations of Satan useless, as St. Paul says. Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who is he that condemns? Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who has raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. Oh, what a comfort that is. And so we throw that in Satan's face. We just throw the name of Jesus in his face, and it causes him to tremble. Yes, Satan to tremble. We are in at the end time. Satan does prowl. Satan does strike. Satan does win from time to time. But we have the assurance at every hand that this is not the ultimate victory. His is not the ultimate one. Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that your brothers throughout the world are undergoing the same kind of suffering, Peter tells us. You see, Christ holds that last hour firmly in his hand. He is the victory there. No wonder the songs of heaven, no wonder the prayer of their church is Maranatha, Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Oh yes, come, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus Christ, who dost love me, oh, spread your wings above me and shield me from a harm. Though evil would assail me, thy mercy will not fail me. I rest in thy protecting arm. That is part of that great hymn that we have. Lord Jesus, since you love me, now spread your wings above me and shield me from alarm. Though Satan would devour me, let angel guards sing over me. This child of God shall meet no harm. What a great lullaby for our children. This is the heart of the spirit of the Antichrist, John tells us, which you have heard is coming and even now is already in the world. You, dear children, are from God and have overcome them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. Oh, what comfort that word is. The one who is in us is greater than the one who is in the world. We needed to hear that, and we hear it with great joy on this day, the day of St. Michael and all angels, and the victory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.